Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Lamed. We'll start right at the end of, right following the Mishnah, which is four lines from the bottom of Chof Tes Amid Beis. The Mishnah yesterday gave us the general rules referring to Hilchos Pigel, which we've already learned a number of times since we began our Masechta. But this Mishnah really summarizes the rules, that if during any of the four Avodos a person had a Machshava of chutz lizmanoi, then pigul v'yesh voy karis. If instead during any one of those four avoidus he had a machshav of chutz l'mkoymoi, pasul v'ein voy karis. What happens, however, if we had an iruv machshavos? Iruv machshavos means there are four avoidus. One avoida he had in mind for chutz lizmanoi, and another avoida he had in mind for chutz l'mkoymoi. It's a Tanna Kama that undermines the pigul nature, the chutz lizmani nature of this carbon, and it does not become karis. It only has a din of posel, the ein boy karis. How does he know that? The Gemara said, because it says in the posek lo yichoshev, he shouldn't have any other machshavos besides the chutz lizmani. If you have another machshava, then it undermines the pigul, and that takes away from the pigul perfect nature of the carbon. All right, Rabbi Yehuda comes again. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends which order it was. Meaning, if you started off that by the Shechita L'moshel, you had a machshav of chutz l'zmanoi, so immediately people said, oh, chutz l'zmanoi, it's pigul, v'yesh be'karis. Even if subsequently, during the next two, three avoidus, the kohen screams out, chutz l'mkoymoi, chutz l'mkoymoi, chutz l'mkoymoi, it makes absolutely no difference. Why? Because once it's a certified pigul of chutz l'zmanoi, the chutz l'mkoymoi doesn't undermine the original chutz l'zmanoi pigul nature of this card. Says Rabbi Yehuda, when do I agree with the Tanna Kama? When it's vaket. If one of the earlier avoidus, such as the shechita, such as the kabbalah sadam, the kohen had in mind chutz l'mkoymoi, later on he said chutz l'zmanoi, it remains posel v'ein boikars. That was the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda agrees 50% of the Tanna Kama that if there's a mixture between the chutz l'zmanoi and chutz l'mkoymoi machshavos, then it's posel, but only if the chutz l'mkoymoi came first. The chutz l'zmanoi came first, it's a confirmed pigul v'yesh boikars, and it doesn't get watered down or diluted, even though later on he has machshav of chutz l'mkoymoi. All of that is a davar pashut. All of that is the simple pshat in our Mishnah. There is one, however, one shtickel in the Mishnah, which is the source of the beginning of today's Gemara. And that is, if you turn to the fourth of the wide lines here on Chof Tes Amid Beis, towards the end of the line, it says, Lechol Kizayis Vachutz, Kizayis Lamachar. Kizayis Lamachar, Kizayis Vachutz. Kechutz Izayis Vachutz, Kechutz Izayis Lamachar. Kechutz Izayis Lamachar, Kechutz Izayis Vachutz. Possibly the aim by chorus. Now, the choira, until we got to the chutzi zayis, all of the lechel kazayis bachutz, kazayis lamacher, kazayis lamacher, kazayis bachutz, that's already what we've learned in the Mishnah at length. We had this Mishnah so far about 12, 15 lines until we got to this lechel kazayis bachutz, where we said that he had one machshuva, one avoidi, and a machshuva chutz l'smanoi. Another avoidi chutz l'mgoymoi. We got an ear of machshavois that undermines it, and now it's only possible. Why did the Mishnah have to go and repeat this? Lechel kazayis bachutz, kazayis lamacher, kazayis lamacher, kazayis bachutz. What do we need it for? So we're going to see in the Gemara there's going to be a machloikis between Ilfa and Reb Yochanan. Whether this is just a repetition, it's just repeating what we said before. So why would we repeat it? It's an introduction to the second half that says not only when you had a full kezayis b'chutz and a full kezayis l'mochar, but even if you had a kechutz izayis b'chutz, kechutz izayis l'mochar, it's also mitzdarif to make it posel v'ein boy karis. I would think, chutz izayis a chunish. No, the two are mitzdarif. So therefore, that's the only chiddush of the Egam Tzishtikl, starting from Lechel Kazayis Bachutz. The only chiddush is the Chutzizayis. That's one pshat. Another pshat is know that every word in these three lines comes from Mechadish Anudin. And that is, until now we were talking about separate avoidus. They had a machloika, a machshava chutz lizmanoi by the shechita, and chutz l'mkoymoi by the kabbalah, or by the halacha. What happens if he has both machshavas by one of the avoidas? B'shas the shechita, the shechita has in mind, lechel kazayis b'chutz, lechel kazayis l'mochar, or lechel kazayis l'mochar, lechel kazayis b'chutz. The question is, do you say even over there that we have the same machloikas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, where the Tanakhama says, I have an ir of machshavos, a mixture of the Zazmanai and the Mkoymai, and therefore it's only possible to be aimed by Kodesh? Comes again Rabbi Yehuda, it depends. If the first machshava was a chutz Zazmanai, it's pegol, the yesh by Kodesh. If the first machshava is chutz Mkoymai, then it's possible to be aimed by Kodesh. Even not only by chetzi, but even by one avoida. The focus now is not the chutzi. The focus is on the one avoida. As b'shas the shechito, b'shas the kabbalah, b'shas the hilocha. He has two separate machshavas. Machshava number one is chutz lezmanoi. Machshava number two is chutz lemekoymoi. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold in these circumstances? According to this second shot, that this vort in the Mishnah is talking about even avoida achas, even here Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. What means even here? Kasolka daita chamina, when does Rabbi Yehuda say that once it's called pigol, the yesh baikaris, you can't change it anymore, you're done? That's maybe if the entire avoida was exclusively a chutz lizmanai. So even though later on, b'shasta kabbalah, b'shasta hilach, b'shasta zrika, he says chutz l'mkaymai, it's already too late. It's already pigol, certified, verified pigol, aleidit. However, if in the very same avoida b'shas hashchiti has in mind both chutz lizmanai and chutz l'mkaymai, then even during that avoida it was diluted, there was an ir of machshavos, maybe then Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Tanakh. And that's the discussion now. The Gemara, Zokti Gemara, Omar Ilfa. Machloikis b'shtei avoidas. The only machloikis between Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda and Mishnah, whether or not in a case where he starts off with chutz lizmanai, and then he continues on with chutz l'mkoymai, that the Tanakhama says it's possible the ein baikaris, and Rabbi Yehuda holds its pigol the yesh baikaris, that's only b'shtei avoidas. One was by the shechita, the other was by the kabbalah or the halacha or by the zrika. Avoida achas, if both machshavas were in the same avoida within the shechita, within the kabbalah, etc. The vehakol either machshavas hava, and therefore even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, it's possible the aim by karth. Rabbi Yochanan number 9. Avoida achas machloikis. The machloikis is in every situation, even if in the shechita he had both machshavas. Says Rabbi Yehuda, which was the first machshava? That's what decides. Ah, so to Mishlam the Ilfa midrash b'shtei avoidas seif and ab b'shtei avoidas. According to Ilfa, since the whole Mishnah until now, from the beginning zeh haklal, what we learned yesterday, until the fourth wide line here in the Amud Beis, that was all talking about two machshavas. I mean two avoidas. What do I mean two avoidas? One machshava b'shas the shechita and one machshava b'shas the zrika or b'shas the halacha or what have you. So therefore, just like until now, the whole Mishnah was talking about Shtei Avoidas, it makes sense to say that these three lines, Lechel Kzayis V'chutz, Kzayis L'machar, is also just repeating again, B'Shtei Avoidas. However, Rabbi Yochanan, Reisha B'Shtei Avoidas, V'Seif Avoida Achas, the whole Mishnah until now is talking about two separate Avoidas, one Machshava B'Shas, the Shechita, one Machshava B'Shas, the Kabbalah, the Hilocha, Zrika. All of a sudden, Seif is B'Avoida Achas, you're merging the two together in one Avoida. So the Moran, yeah, top of the Amid, Einachanami, Reish b'shtei avoidos, Seifim ben avoid achas ben b'shtei avoidos. That extra three lines there in the wide lines of the Mishnah is coming to tell you that the machloikis is not only by shtei avoidos, but also by avoid achas. Okay, Frank the Gemara tonight. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Om Rav Yudin, zehaklal. Zehaklal means this is the general rule. Im machshavas man kodmol machshavas agmokoyim. Pigol chayovan alav karis, and the other way around. In machshavas hamokim before machshavas hazman, it's possibly aimed by karis. What's bothering the Gemara is what's this zehaklal? Rabbi Yehuda could have started off Rabbi Yehuda. Machshavas hazman kadma, it's pigol. Machshavas hamokim kadma, it's possible. So bishlam the Rabbi Yochanan hayne zitoni zehaklal. Rabbi Yochanan that says that the machloikis is both by shtei avoidas. And even by avoida achas, Rabbi Yehuda continues to say if the first machshavu is chutz lizmanoi, it's pekul v'yesh pekars. That's why ze'aklal. This is a rule that runs throughout all cases. El ilfa mai ze'aklal. According to ilfa, it depends on the case. Was it one avoider? Was it two avoiders? So what's this lashon ze'aklal? It's more kasha. That uses this strong term Zeaklal when he's only referring to, according to Ilfa, the case of Shtei Avoides. Because by Avoida Achas, according to Ilfa, he agrees, the Behud agrees to the Tanakam. Now we get off a little bit on a tangent over here. We bring a Gemara which is similar but different, and we're going to come back and Mirchim to the Behuda towards the bottom of the Amud. What are we going to do? We're going to talk now about Reb Meir and Reb Yossi. Tanan Asim. We have a Mishnah in Masechtas Temura. Where should they talk in the Mishnah? Harizu Temuras Oyla Temura Shlam. Harizu Temuras Oyla Divramay. I have over here a chulin animal, and besides that I have two kachim. One is an Oyla, one is a Shlam. Now we all know that you're not allowed to be Meimer. Meimer means to go and try to make an exchange and transfer the Kedusha from an existing carbon to Chulin. For instance, this person bought an animal. At that time, he bought the best animal of the day, and he was Makdishit Lemushal for Karbon Shlom. A week later, as he's getting ready to pack up and to go to Yerushalayim to bring his carbon, he passes by the animal store, and he looks in the window. Wow, this new animal is so much nicer than the one that I brought last week. The one I brought last week is Shvacha Schoyra that I got last week. The one now, yeah, the Shener Schoyra, beautiful, new animal. What he wants to do is he buys the new animal, the Val still Chulin, and he goes over to two animals, he says, hey, you, Mr. Shlomim, I want to transfer your Kedusha from you over to the other animal. Is that effective?
No.
It's 50% effective. What means 50% effective? The Kedusha Taka spreads from the Kodesh to the Chulin. However, the Chulin doesn't go poof. Shtein Basik, lo yachlifenu, v'lo yomir oisoi, toiv bera oira betoiv. And if he did do the Yachlof, he did the Chalipin, v'yehu, usmurasa yeh Kodesh, both of them become now Kodesh. Anyway, as though you state in the title. So you're not allowed.
What's up? Double
he has now a double meal? Yeah, I guess so. So, he was over an aveira of la yachlifen of la yomer oisa, no question.
Only that he's touching people's animals.
Yes, to bring a chattas, because he was over a lav.
You only bring a chattas, it's a lav sheyesh b'ikaris. The lav of la yachlifen of la yomer oisa, dachsam is a regular lav. What you can ask is whether or not he gets malchus as a result. Because normally by most lavin you get malchus. And that would be depend on whether this is considered to be a lav sheyesh by maisa or not. According to Behuda, even by lav she'ein by maisa loikin olav. According to the Rabbanon, a lav she'ein by maisa ain loikin olav. Is this considered to be a maisa? Because it's only akimas fasayim. All he did was, he said bad words of being machlif one for the other. Whether that is enough for a maisa or not, you'd have to look in the Rambam, look in the Mefarshim. But anyway, a karis in Nishdo, and if there's no karis, then you don't bring a chatzos b'shoyim. Malkus, if no asra, you can't get malkus. Correct. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara now. Here we have not a case of two animals, one chul and one kodshim. We have a case of three animals. Two of them are already kadosh, one bekdushas oila, one bekdushas shlamim, and the third one is the chulin animal. And this person said something very peculiar. He looked at the chulin and he said, "Harizu di b'haimedi, you chulin, you should be tmuras oila, tmuras shlamim." How could it be an oila mita shlamim? That's the chulin. That's impossible. It's oder azoy. It's either an oila or a shlamim. Oh, zok Reb Meir, harizu tmuras oila. The Reb Meir has the status of oila. Forget about the Tmura Shlomim, it's Tmura Sarda. Parship Shat Negmar at this point is like Mr. Friedlander just shared with us, that he holds toughest Lashon Rishon. But that's not so simple. We're going to see him at Shem shortly in the Gemara. It'll be a Shail. Reb Yossi says, Im Lekach Niskaven Tchila. If that in fact was his original idea, his original Kavona, as was, that it should be both an Oila and the shlomim hoil vi efshel hoitzi shtei shemes ka'achas tvorav kayamim. If that really was his kavana, that he wanted to be both an oil and a shlomim, it becomes an oil and a shlomim. Why did he say oil before shlomim? Because he's only a bas v'dam. And a bas v'dam cannot be like the Rabbeinu Shlomim that said zohar v'shamah b'dibur echad. He cannot verbalize oil and shlomim simultaneously. So he had to do one of the two. So he said oil first. He said shlomim first. But it's not a question of tafas loshen rishon and tafas loshen achrayin. If his kavanah was taka both of them dvarav kayam. So you're wondering to yourself, so what does that mean? So the answer is Dr. Rashi, that this animal now has both kedushas oil and kedushas shlomim. What you have to do is you cannot bring it for a carbon, because an oil is not a shlomim, shlomim is not an oil. You're going to have to wait until it gets a mum. Then you're going to go and sell it. You'll sell it for $500. $250 will be for an oil, $250 will be for a shlomim. So he's going to have to go and buy now two new behemoths. He already has the down payment of the 250. He'll be able to use 250 towards the purchase of an oiler, 250 towards the purchase of a shlum.
What happens if one behemoth cannot buy two if you sell in the
market? So he's going to have to. He'll have to add money to it.
Add money.
Exactly. He'll have to add. Vetem geheißen to make a tumor, so tumor shlum. Vetem geheißen to make a tumor in the first place. You're not allowed to make a tumor.
Maybe you got lucky, what happened? Where are you?
And maybe it went up, maybe it went down. Who knows? The market.
That's what he bought, he had to go up in
value too. Exactly, you never know. The market could fluctuate. Anyway, the Misha Omar Harizu Tumuras Oila. What happens if initially he said Tumuras Oila? Yeah. And then Nimlach, and then he changed his mind. In other words, the first case of Grace says, Harizu Oila, Tumuras Shlomim. He didn't even take a breath in between. So therefore, his kavana meant both. Second case was, he said, Tumuras Oila, and they took a breath. Ah! Tumuras Shlomim. The Mefarshim say, even Teichedei Dibur. Teichedei Dibur is either three or four words. So we're not talking about a half an hour later. We're talking about Mamish a second later, half a second later. Nimlach, he changed his mind, Omar Zu Tumuras Shlomim. In such a case, says Rabbi Yossi, then I agree with Rameir Harizu Oila, or Tumuras Oila. Bottom line is, what's the machlokes between Rameir and Rabbi Yossi? The choyde machlokes is that Rameir holds toughest lashon rishon. Whatever he says first, that's it, regardless of what his kavana was initially. While Rabbi Yossi says, no, we don't go buster his dibul, we go buster his machshava. And if his kavana was that it should be both, it's both. And if he changes his mind in the middle, it's only the first one. See, by the according to Rameir, Harizu Tumuras Oila Ushlamim Mao. In other words, instead of saying Tumuras Oila, Tumuras Shlam, he said Tumuras Oila Ushlamim. What would Rameir here hold in this case? On the one hand, Tofas Lashon Rishon. As soon as he said Oila, it's an Oila. Or on the other hand, says Rashi, perhaps Rameir does not say Tofas Lashon Rishon, but rather what Rameir holds is, I agree to Rabbi Yossi that we always try to analyze this person's kavana. Did he mean taka oilin shlomim? Or did he mean nimlach, he changed his mind? And therefore says Rameir, if the person really meant, or let's go back to the first case. First case, remember he said, harizu tumuras oila, tumuras shlam. If that person really meant that it should be both an oila and a shlomim, why didn't he say, harizu tumuras oila, shlomim, or ushlamim? Why did he say tumur in between? Says Rameir, I'll tell you why. Because he originally wanted to say tumuras oila alone. And then, as soon as he finished the word oila, utmur ishlam, he threw in tumur ishlam. But he really was nimlach. Why? Because if he meant taka really be'emes and oil and shlomim, he didn't need the tumur in between. He should have said, harizu di bahayma, your tumuras oila ushlam. By the fact that he said the double tumuras oila, tumur ishlamim, says Rameir, he changed his mind. And that's why, you change your mind, it becomes an oiler, because that's what you had in mind initially. That could be the pshat. Or it could be that it may or holds no. He taka meant all along oiler mitchlamim, but as soon as you say the word oiler, the oiler attaches to the animal, upashta bakula, and it spreads and the animal becomes totally oiler, regardless of his kavana. Let's take a quick look, Iboy Lahu, Rashi about 10 lines into the narrow lines, maybe 15 lines from the top. Hochi Gersinen. Mr. Vinladi Hottas, Iboy Lahu. Iboy Lahu, Harizu Tumuris Oilu Ushlam Amau. Me Omrigan, Ho de Paligram may be Omer Tophus Lushan Rishoin, Mishum de Omer Tumuras, Tumuras Trezimi, because he said it twice. V'havale k'nimlech, it's as if he changed his mind. Therefore, you want to change your mind? It's an oila. Aval ha'ochad yom ha'tumura, it's oila ushlam. Chadiburuhu. It's only one dibur, but there's no double tumura. He just said, oila ushlam. Utravayu chayli, may both of mechal. You always chap on the first loshen. Your tamura, nish tamura, ezok oila. Boom, it's an oila. Uparsh the kedushas oila bekula. Once he said the word oila, the oila spreads miraculously in a split second to every aver in this body. There's no room anymore for shlam to be chal. It's already too late. As soon as he said the word oila, kodesh bekedushas oila. That's one shaila. Now let's say we're going to be poishit that shaila and say that even in this case it's considered to be two separate diburim and tofes lashon rishon and it's an oila. What about lachtzis mahu? What means lachtzis mahu? He looks at the animal and he says, you animal, I want you to be half oila and half shlam. Since he started off his statement by saying half, so we see immediately, this is not a nimlach situation. This is a situation where clearly, distinctly, he's saying, I want half of it being oila and half of shlam.
In fact, it's not a real shaykh's deeper.
You could make theoretically.
Statement.
It's not nonsense, because according to Bioisi, if that's what Itzakim meant, then you're going to have to wait until he gets a mum and sell this animal both for an oila and for shlam.
You cannot have. Rabbi Yossi doesn't say that there's oil and shlom. He says you just passed the whole carbon. It's not that you've made an oil and shlom. There's no metzias of a combination. Is what I'm saying.
You're right that you can't bring this as a carbon,
right?
Because you can't have one. There's no metzias of one animal being brought as a carbon, both for an oil and for a shlom. But Rabbi Yossi holds you could have an animal that has two kedushos. One animal could be half shlomim and half oila. Now what am I going to do? I can't go and cut it in half and put one for an oila, one for shlom. That's obviously impossible. But it has the kedusha of both. So what do you do? What you have to do is, you wait until it gets a mum, and then you sell it on the market, and you're going to get for it, lamashal, $500. $250 I'm going to allocate for my oila, $250 for shlom. So I'm going to have to go to the Bahima store and say, I'd like to buy a Bahima for an oila. It costs $300. Here's $250, and then I take out another $50 from my pocket. I want another animal for a shlamim, $350. Here's $250, and I take out $100 from my pocket. Sigmar wants to know, what does Reb Meir hold if he says lachtzis mahu? In this case, it's very clear. I want half of it to be an oila. I want half of it to be a shlam. Look, you should be maskim too. When will you?
There's no such a thing.
We just said now you could have such a thing.
It's either or. One animal cannot be both.
No? One animal cannot be brought for both. But one animal can have both kedushas. The same animal can have both kedushas. It can be both. And oil, that's what Rabbi Yossi said. Sigmar is asking, maybe the mayor agrees.
Give you a possible example. We had also monies. Those monies that when you sold this animal...
I didn't give this example. Rashi's doctor.
You can't distribute the monies independently. One is committed to the shlam, one is committed to the oil.
Look at the Rashi, the word of Kayamin. Rashi is about 10 lines from top. I know you saw it, but let's go chazit again. Dvar of Kayamin, look at Rashi. V'tira, v'timocher. It's 10 lines from the top of the Amud. Tira timocher, wait until it gets, it should graze. It gets a graze, it gets a mo. V'timocher and sell it. V'yavi v'dmei chetzi oil, v'dmei chetzi shlam. That's what the Gemara says in Masechta Tumura too. Avada, when Rabbi Yossi said the word of Kayamin, it doesn't mean to bring this animal to the Kohen and say, Kohen, I want you to bring it both for an oil and for a shlam. The Kohen will throw you out and say, you're Meshigana, Geitzavek. You have to wait until it gets a mum, and then you'll sell it in 50-50. The question is, would Rabbi Meir agree in the case of Lachzois, where he says, Beferish, you, Bahaima, you, Chulin, I want you to be, half of you should be oila, half of you should be shlam. Do we say, like Reb Duvid said before, that's all a bunch of nonsense, and therefore becomes an oila tufas lushan rishai? Or do I say, no, since that was his intention, it's taka 50-50. So what are you going to do with the animal? Yirachi is dive, and you just wait until it gets a woman, then you'll sell it. So those are the shai. It's Omer Abai. So Abai says, in that final case of lachzi smau, b'havadai moidere meya, avadere meya is moidere trevyoisi, we're back into the Gemara, back into the Gemara. In the beginning of the line, Omer Abai, it's about halfway down, Omer Abai, b'ha, in this case of lachzois, where the person says, b'feirish, I want this behemoth to be 50% oila and 50% shlomim, avadere meya is moidere, that it works, like Rabbi Yossi said, Dvar of Kayamin, 50% is going to be oila, 50% shlamim. You're going to have to wait until it gets a mum, sell it, and use the money for an oila and for shlamim. Rav Amanayna Daina Machloikis, Rav Abba says, Reb Meir argues in, even in this case, when he says, Chutzi Oil and Chutzi Shlam. Why does he argue even in this case, Dr. Rashi? Because although he started off Chutzi Oila, as soon as he says that word Oila, guess what happened? The Kedusha is mispashit over the entire animal. So even though his Kavanah was only 50%, makes no difference. As soon as he says 50% Oila, the whole thing becomes an Oila. By the time he says 50% Shlamim, it's already too late. At Shengizot, 50% Oila, you're done. That's toughest Lashon Rishon. We'll see him at the bottom of the Amud. The reason why Rav says that Reb Meir continues to disagree even when he says Chutzi Chutzi is because Reb Meir holds like Reb Yehuda of our Mishnah. So Reb Yehuda in our Mishnah said Tofes Loshen Rishon, and therefore if he said Chutzlis Manoi first, it's Pegel V'yesh by cards. He says Chutzlim Koimai first, it's possibly aim by cards. Good. Amar Rav Labai. So Rav is okay at Sabai. Lidi Dach the Amris Paha Vadei Moide Reb Meir. When you're telling me in this case of lachzois, Reb Meir would agree to Reb Yoisi that it becomes chutzi 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 oila chutzi shlomim. How does shchita back to our Mishnah shchita to lechi lachzois domi upligi? In the case of shchita, it's like lachzois. What does he mean? Shchita is like lachzois. That just by lachzois he wanted to go and divide up this animal 50% oila, 50% shlomim in the case of tmura, and our Mishnah too. Since you have this big animal, and this big animal, number one, has multiple kizaisim. Number two, it also has two simonim. When I say two simonim, we mean that it has a kana and a veshit. We don't mean the two simonim, it has shtei saris. That only applies to people, that doesn't apply to bahamas. The two simonim that we're talking about is that it has a kuna and a veshit. So therefore, the chodesh chit is the type of thing, it's just like lachzois. What means just like lachzois? Just like lachzois, he wants to split up the animal between an oila and a shlomim. Here in our Mishnah, by the shchita, he wants to split up and some kizaisim he's going to eat shaloi bizmanai, like lemachar, and some kizaisim he's going to go and eat bachut. In other words, there's no stira by having two machshavas. One machshava, kizayis lemochar. Next machshava, kizayis lechut. You could be mekayim shtayim. I'm going to eat five kizayisim lemochar, and five kizayisim I'm going to eat outside the Beis HaMikdash. So, no stira. Nevertheless, what does Reb Yehuda say? As soon as you said one kizayis lemochar, it becomes pigle. Or, if he started off one kizayis shvabim koimoi, becomes possible the aim by Kardas. So in Bazoi, Dr. Robert Sabaya, that's the chayra parallel case to our situation. Lididoch, the Amis Boha, in the case of Lachzois, Bavadi, Moide, Remaya, Turab Yoisi. Harshchitan Amish, Lachi Lachzois, Tommy. That's a classic case like Lachzois, where you could theoretically go and split it. One kizayis bachut, one kizayis lamacha. Upligin, you see that Rabbi Yehuda argues with the Tanakama. And he says, it depends. What was the first machshava? What was the second machshava? Oh, and says Rava, Reb Meir holds like Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, and therefore he also holds the same thing. The toughest Lashon Rishon. As soon as you say the first word, Zmanai, Pigel, the Eish Bekars. You say the first word, Mekoimai, possibly aimed by cars. So therefore, lachzois is the same thing. As soon as it's chutzi oila, it's an oila. Finished. Stand on your head. The ganze zach vet an oila. Omalei. So now Abai responds to Rava. He says, Rava, you know why you're saying what you're saying? Because mi sabres ein l'shchita el l'besoif. You hold that when the shchita really effect that this animal now is kosher to be eaten, only at the very end of the shchita. The fact that the shchita took you 10 seconds, a half a minute, whatever it did, to go and shech the two simanim, the shchita only is at the very last makib patish, the very final cut at the end, now it's geshocht. And therefore, any machshavas that the koyin or that the shoychet had throughout, they're all amalgamated, all merged, they all happen at the last moment. Because anything prior to that is just tachonois. When is the shchita? Only at the last moment. So therefore, I'm throwing together all the machshavas at the end. Aha. However, Zoktach Yetzabayit Zerova, Yeshna Lashchita Metchila Vatzoif. Ah, the real halacha l'kabi shchita is that there is shchita from beginning to end. What does he mean by that? What he means to say is, legabe the case of our Mishnah, we could distinguish between kizayis lemochor and kizayis bachutz. Why? Because shechita takes a few seconds, 3 seconds, 5 seconds, 10 seconds. It depends on how skillful the shoychet is, and it depends on how sharp the chalif is. So there is a time interval. So you could split between the two, machshavas, machshava chutzes mane, chutzem koyme. However, when you're talking about the case of lachzois, he said, temuras oil and temuras shlomim, two separate diburim. And those two separate diburim came together as one. He didn't go and split in between, because he split in between, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yossi agrees, it's Tumur Soil, that he was a Nimlach, and it's only Tumur Soil. So here he combined the two, Tumur Soil, the two Shlam. So therefore, Jacques de Chabay, according to you, Rava, that holds Yesh Leshchita only Lebesoif, or Im Leshchita El Lebesoif, so that's why you're saying that the two cases are parallel. That our case of Chutzim Mane, Chutzim Koimai, one statement together, here too, Tzmur Tzayit, Tzmur Shlom, in one statement together, and you're saying, just like over here, Zot Rabbi Yehuda, Tofas Loshen Rishon, say the same thing over there. However, Ich Zog Abayas, and it does it. In the case of a Mishnah by Shechita, since Ein L'Shechita, Yesh L'Shechita M'tchila V'Atzoyf, so there's an expansive period of time, so when he said that it's Chutz Zmanoy is Chal, when he afterwards has a machshav of chutz M'Koyim, it's already too late. Mashenki, in the case of Tzmur Tzayit, Tzmur Shlom, those come together at simultaneously, so therefore it's both Oila and Shlomim, and therefore that's why Abaye said that Behov Vadi Moidra Meir, Meir Abadi would agree in such a case that it's both Oila and Shlomim, just like Rabbi Yossi said. Umishu Seinu Di Amas Simen Rishon Chutz Zmani Simen Sheni Chutz Mkaimai. Since you're talking about Shechita and the two Simonim, like we said, the Kun and the Veishit, by the Kun he had in mind Chutz Zmani, and then when he hit the Veishit, that was Chutz Mkaimai. Okay, that's all very good. The Shechita that you can go and try to go and make into two different segments. One siman, another siman, two separate machshavas. Right. But the Mishnah talked about four cases. Shoichit, Mekabel, Mahalach, and Zoyrik. So let's forget about, for a short moment, the case of the Dam. Let's go over to Kmitza. Har Kmitza, to Lechi, Lachzois Domi, Upligi. What's halacha legabe kmitza? Exactly, a totally different carbon. Exactly, totally different carbon. What's the carbon case of the carbon by kmitza? We're talking about a carbon mincha, where the kohen has to go and put his three fingers in and lift out a koimitz. Now there's only one action. There are no two simanim. The reason why the Gemara focuses on kmitza is because, as we've learned in the past, and as we'll see Mitch in the beginning, Masechtas Menachos, the four avoidus by a mincha are parallel to the four avoides by dam, by behaima. Just like by behaima, you do a shechita, there you do a kmitza. Right. You do a nesinas kli, you have the kabbalah in the kli, you put the kmitza in a kli. You're moilich it to the mizbeach, that's the halacha. Zrika, you go and zoyrik on the mizbeach, and here by the kmitza, what you do is you go and turn the kli over and you pour the contents on the mizbeach. So therefore the four are parallel to each other. So if you want to gabi kmitza, there you can't split it up exactly. And the same mishnah that we have over here, we have Masechtas Menachos, all to the same situation. There you can't split it up. Upligi, and we find the same machlokes between the Yehuda and the Tanakhama. Everything more also nami shehikter koimitz mincha chutzes manai koimitz levoyne chutzem koimai. Says Robert to Abaye, I agree to you in a case of the kmitza, meaning the shechita portion, that first kmitza. There you can't divide it up. However, you know where you can divide it up? You can divide it up in the case of the haktara. What do you mean the case of the haktara? Don't you just go and put the kmitza all at once on the mizbeach? Yes, that's true. But with every karban mincha, or at least most karbanis mincha, besides putting on the kmitzas mincha, you also put a kmitza of levoina. Levoina means of incense. Initially, you bring levoina together with the kmitza, with the mincha, with the whole mincha, but at the time of the kmitza, the Gemara says that you only do a kmitza of the mincha, not of the levoina. In fact, if you get one quart levoina mixed into the mincha, the whole thing is possible. No good. You have to take a kmitza solely from the flour, solely from the mincha itself, and then you take the levoina separately over to the mizbech. Both of them are matirim for the shirayim of the kar mincha. If you want to eat now the shiori ha-mincha, you have to make sure that you makter the kmitza. and that you makta the levina. Oh, see here too, it's like the two shchitas hasimanim. One simon the kuna, you had one machshava. The other veishet, you had the other machshava. Here too, by the shas aktoris akoymis, you had a machshava chutzas manoi. By the aktoris akoymis levina, you had chutzam koymai. That's all very, very good when you talk about a regular mincha. What about a koymis the minchas choite, the lek levina ba day upligi? As we know, we have a minchas choite. Minchas choite is referring to the third level of the korban chatas oile v'yoyreit, where three particular aveiros. You have a special chatas, which is not a chatas kivua, but rather depends on the person's means. What are the three aveiros? One is shvua, so edus. One is shvua, is bitoy. The third one is metame mikdush v'kadoshav. Those three cases depends on the person's level of richness or poverty. If the person is poor, he brings a korban mincha, and that korban mincha says in the Torah, loy yitin alea levoina, loy yosim alea shemen, litin alea levoina, it's a chatas, don't add levoina, don't add shemen. Aha. So therefore there is no levoina, so there's only one matir. How are you going to have two machshavas there and split it up? But tomorrow, in that case, in fact, there's no machloik between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. There, Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Rabbanon that there is an ear of machshavos, and we don't say tofes loshen rishon. Or Omer Rav Ashi, no. If you're going to say that there is a machloikis by the minchas choite, pligi b'psiyos. Psiyos means in the hoylocha. From the place where the koyin took the kmitza until the mizbeach, since you do the kmitza mitzofay, a korban mincha is a kodesh kudisha. So you had to walk an amet, two amets, five amets, ten amets, wherever you had to walk to get to the mizbeach. So the first five amets he had in mind chutzas manai. The next five amets he had in mind chutzas koymai. So vayt you can go and split up even by a minchas chayte, not b'shas the kmitza, not b'shas the aktora, but b'shas the hoylocha. Very fine. So bottom line, as the Gemara says, is we have a discussion between Abaye and Rava as to what Remeir would hold in the case of Lachzois. Zokti Moriet. Rafsima Barashi Masikir Abaye. Rafsima Barashi brought a braisa that learns like Abaye that in the case of Lachzois, Vadai Moid Remeir would agree to Rabbi Yossi that in such a case, it's Tmuras Oila and Tmur Shlomim together, Dvar of Kayomen, and we have to go and sell it and split up the money. Rafuna Barnosa Masi Kidrava, he had a brisa just like Rava. So therefore, one brisa azoi and one brisa azoi. Now, later on, Ki Osir of Dimi Amar, Remeir Beshitas Reb Yehuda Amar. Like we said before, that at least according to Rava, Remeir holds exactly like Reb Yehuda, that what? The Omer Tov is Loshen Rishon. Like we had in our Mishnah, did not. In all cases, because since he had in mind man first, boom, Tavis Loshen Rishon, it becomes Pigel Chayavim of Karis, and Faket, if he had Lim Koymai first, it becomes possibly aimed by Karis. And Rava holds exactly like that Rabbi Yehuda. And that's why Rav Dimi agrees to Rava that even in the case of Lachzo is Bohanami Pligi, whenever, even if he said Chutzi Oila, oh, Zukt Oila, the whole thing becomes right. Omle Abaye. Abaye said,
"Well, Rav,
I'm sorry, Nachum.
Is it to make peace to make all day straight?
Well, we're going to try to make peace." Omle Abaye, but Rabbi Bechon, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ki gemagas lu Rameyav Rabbi Yosi b'hadi adodi." If you were to take Rameyav and Rabbi Yosi together in the same room and bring their svaros together, you'll see like there's really no machlokes. See that Abaye throughout our Gemara today is trying to be a peacemaker, because Abaye said Bahavade Moid Remey in the case of Lachzois, and here too Abaye wants to say, "Eh, Remey Rabbi Yosi, there's really no machlok." Freiti Mara, Vay Pligi, Vay Mifli Pligi. That's the whole mission over there. The mission is Dr. Sanan Hossam. How is it? Tumuris Oyla, Tumuris Shlomim, Tumuris Oyla, Divir Remey. Rabbi Yosi says it depends. Nimlach, Yo, Nish, Nish. What are you talking about? That there's no machlok. There's a machlok. Elazuk Yimara Amalei. So now says back of Bachana Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Pligi b'mayda pligi, loy pligi b'mayda loy pligi. What he's trying to say is, I agree about it. There's a machloikis, but the machloikis is a very narrow machloikis. Don't broaden it to say that it's over many, many different cases. What they are mechulik in avada, but only in that case. Other cases are not mechulik. So what does he mean? Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hakel moide. Both the mayor and Rabbi Yosef agree in the following case. Heichad di amar tochel zu. If the person says, Befeirish, I want this chulin animal first to become tmuras oila, and after that, I want it to become tmuras shlamim, and everybody would agree that it only becomes a tmuras oila, and not tmuras shlam. Because by the time he wants the tmuras shlam to be chal, it's already too late. The oila took over completely. Everybody would agree that, even Reb Yossi. If he says loy tochuzu elim kein cholazu, what happens if he makes it tonight? Kein lamasa. He says di bahima. I want you to listen very, very carefully. I only want you to become a tmuras oila if you're willing and able to also become a tmuras shlamim. Because the bahima listens very intently, but doesn't really understand what's going on because he didn't learn the daf. Anyway, so the point is, if he said clearly, I only want the oila to be chal if the shlam is also chal, even Reb Meir would agree. Can you imagine? Even Reb Meir would agree that both kedushas are chal, because that was the stipulation.
Specification.
Very clear. At tonight, koydom lamas. So where's the machlokes? He didn't say loytochuzu elam kin cholazu. He just said tmuras oila tmuras shlam. Reb Meir said b'mid havalei lemeimer tmuras oila ushlamim. He could have easily left out a word and say you behem, you should be both the tmura of the oila and the shlam. The yom tmuras oila tmuras shlamim shma mina mehedeka hoder bay is a raya that he changed his mind midstream. That is finished. As soon as he finished the word tmuras oila, he said no, and tmuras shlam. Because if he meant initially both oil and shlam, he would have said tmuras oila and shlam. And therefore, it's not because the mayor holds like Rabbi Huda of our Mishnah, Tofes Lashon Rishon. Nothing to do with Tofes Lashon Rishon. Everybody holds, we look at the kavana of this fellow when he made his statement. If he would have said tmuras oila shlamim, clearly he meant both. By saying tmuras oila, tmuras shlamim, says Reb Meir, it's a siman that he's nimlach. Reb Yossi says, he omer tmuras oila shlamim, you know why this person said tmuras oila, tmuras shlamim, you know why? Because have a minute, if he would have said tmuras oila shlamim, have a minute, I would have thought, palge tmuras oila, u palge tmuras shlamim. In other words, this person who's doing the chalipin, he's no mar bravashi, he's no gudl hadar, he's no expert in Hilchos, Chalipin, and Tmura. So he says to himself, if I were to go and say that half becomes an Oila and half becomes a Shlomim, you know what? I'm sure that that's not going to work. I can't be half an Oila, half a Shlomim. Nah, just Konishayim. And therefore, I'm not going to say Tmura's Oila Shlomim, because I know what the rabbis are going to tell me. They're going to tell me Oila Shlomim, that means 50-50, 50-50 is Gunish, and it's not going to happen. And Lahochi Omer, that's why he said Tmura's Oila, Tmura's Shlomim. Lememra, his kavana was, I want it to be kula oila, the kula shlam havia. I want this animal to be both an oila and, I don't want it to be 50-50. I want it to have on it both kedushas. I want it to be both an oila and a shlam. In such a case, that's why Rabbi Yossi says, Itaka, both of them are chal, because that was his kavana all along. Reb Meir says, by saying tmuras oila, tmura shlam, instead of tmuras oila, ushlamim. Reb Meir says it only becomes an oila, it doesn't become a shlam. Says Reb Yossi, it could, if he said tmuras oila ushlamim, he says to himself, that's not going to work, 50-50, I'm going to laugh at me, that's what I'm going to say, totally tmuras oila, and totally tmuras shlam, because I want both of them to be chal, and that's why Reb Yossi holds them both chal. Okay. Anyway, bottom line is, Jokt Abaya, I see from this Rabbi B'chona Reb Yochanan that the Svar of Reb Meir has nothing to do with Tophis Lush and Rishon. Both Reb Meir and Reb Yossi say we go after the person's Kavana, and I'm trying to now interpret his Kavana from his words. Zokt Reb Meir, if he really meant Oilin Shlamim, he would have said Tmuras Oilu Ushlam. If he says Tmuras Oila, U Tmuras Shlam, the siman he changed his mind. And Reb Yossi said, no, the reason why he said Tmuras Oila and Tmuras Shlam, because he figured Oila Ushlam is just not going to work. It's just going to be nonsense. Good. Amalei. So now, Rav says back to Abaye, or Rav Dimi actually, we had a Dimi, goes back to Abaye, and he says to Abaye, Abaye, with all due respect, Hu Omar Loipligi. That's Rabbi Bechana, Rabbi Yochanan said that there's no machloikis, that they both go Basra Kavana, not Tafas Toshan Rishon, both go Basra Kavana. But I know, but Allah say I'm in a pligi, unfortunately, Yichal to see you all do a machloikis, and the Rameir has nothing to do with Kavana, Rameir has to do with Tafas Loshon Rishon. And therefore, Rameir over there, Mesechus Tmura, is like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah after all. Good. We can put two dots over here, because at this point, we're no longer focusing on Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, we're going exclusively back to our Mishnah. What did we say in our Mishnah? Do me a favor, Reb Yossi, just let's turn back for 1 second to Chof Tes Amid Beis, on that fourth wide line in the Mishnah, towards the end of the Mishnah, fourth wide line, says in the Mishnah, Lechol Kizayis Pachutz, Kizayis Lamachar. Kizayis lamachar, kizayis b'chutz. Right, that's our girsa. However, we'll see in the Gemara there was a big silence. Some held that maybe it said in the Mishnah lechol kizayis b'chutz, kizayis lamachar, kizayis b'chutz. Exactly. There's certainly a strong similarity. That's why it follows after the previous machlokes. The shaila is, what would be this case if he added that vav? Does it say vav in the Mishnah? Our Mishnah doesn't have that vav. But maybe the real guess it should be with the vav. What's the naftamina? Una vav, mita vav. Ooh, the naftamina is not like the Tanakama. Because the Tanakama always holds irav machshavos, the fact that the chutz l'zmanoi is either preceded or succeeded by chutz l'mkoimoi, irav machshavos, that undermines the pigle. It's a possible to aim by cards. But the Shaila is like Rabbi Yehuda that disagrees with the Tanakhama and says that if you say Lizmanoi first, it becomes Pigel. If you say Limkaimai first, it becomes possible. Maybe that's only if he said Kizayas, Kizayas. Because it's two separate thoughts. Tafas Lashon Rishon. As soon as he says Zmanoi, it's Pigel. As soon as he says Mekaimai, it's chutz l'mkoyimai, it's possibly in because. But what happens if he says takamita, ooh, kizayis l'mokhar, ooh, kizayis b'chutz. Maybe there Rabbi Yehuda would agree, irav machshavos, that we do merge the two, and we say tak is a possible aim by cars, even though he said chutz l'zmanoi first. But since he added that, ooh, it's as if he said it simultaneously, like the Gemara said before, it's impossible to go and say two words at one time. Only the Bainish can do that. And therefore, it's as if he said Taka both. Chutz and Macha, Macha, Chutz, same moment. And maybe Taka Ira Machshavos. And even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it would be possible to be aimed by cars. And that's the Gemara Shaila. And that's what we're going to be occupied with until the bottom of the Amid. It's a pretty straightforward Gemara. Amma Ulvi, same Rav Oshia. Efshi Yadn Chavrin Bavlo. Maybe our Babylonian friends know what's the real Girs in the Mishnah. Is it Kizayis? Kizayis Tanan? Oy, kizayis, ooh, kizayis, tanan. What's the nafkimina? Kizayis, kizayis, tanan. That's where the machloikis is. Aber kizayis, ooh, kizayis, divri akol, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, irim machshavas habit, because he added the ooh. Oy, dilma, kizayis, ooh, kizayis, tanan. Itaka says in the Mishnah, kizayis, ooh, kizayis. And even there, Rabbi Yehuda argues, to Rabbi Yehuda, pratahava. That's considered to be like separate thoughts. He uses the term prat, like klal and prat, separate thoughts, one kizayis, zmanoi, u kizayis, separate kizayis, makoimai, and therefore, zmanoi came first, and it becomes big, the yesh bekar is tough as Lashon Rishon. The koshket, if that's what I'm gonna say, then certainly in the case of kizayis, kizayis, that madach kizayis, u kizayis is prata, these are two separate thoughts, and certainly kizayis, kizayis are two separate thoughts. So therefore, what's pshat tak in the Mishnah? It's Toshima. The boy in a Levi me Rabbi. Levi asked Rabbi a similar shaila, and from that shaila we're going to try to be poishit our initial shaila, the text of our Mishnah. What did Levi ask Rabbi? Chishev lechel kizayis lemochar b'chutz mahu. Ooh, this is a real merger. This is like Tmuras oyle ushlam. He didn't say Tmuras oyle Tmurishlam. Here he didn't go and say kizayis lemochar kizayis b'chutz. He said kizayis lemochar b'chutz. You see this behind me that I'm shechting now. I can't wait, Rabbi Yisai Mishim. Tomorrow we're going to have a picnic here in Central Park in Eretz Yisrael, outside of Yerushalayim. It's going to be tomorrow. which is going to be a psul of chutz lizmanai, and it's going to be b'chutz outside Yerushalayim, Eretz in Bnei Brak and Beit Shemesh. We're going to have kzayis lemachar b'chutz ma. What would Rabbi Yehuda hold in this case? Because after all, if you're telling me Rabbi Yehuda always holds tafel rishon, it says lemachar, it should have it in a pickle. On the other hand, since it says lemachar b'chutz, it's really one thought. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree in this case, Irem Machshavas. On Malaysia, Rabbi said to Levi, Zusheila, good gefrekt. Zeya good gefrekt, a good tisaila. He didn't answer him what the answer is, but he told him, a good tisaila. And now he tells him, Irem Machshavas Ava. Oh, in this case, Rabbi Yehuda would talk agree, since he merged it mamish the best way possible. Kizayis lemachar b'chutz on the same kizayis. It's going to be machar b'chutz. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that I do not say that it's pigle, but it's posel the ein vaykaris. This is what Rabbi said to Levi. So Rabbi, before answering Levi's shaila, he gave him a nice compliment. Oh, zusheil, good gefrekt. Amal afan of Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi. Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi, said to his father, presumably not within the ear sound of earshot, of Levi. Let me just say, I don't understand what's the grace of Shalom. It's our Mishnah. It's very simple. What does it say in the Mishnah? Lech zayis b'chutz, kizayis l'macher. Kizayis l'macher, kizayis b'chutz. Kizayis l'macher, kizayis b'chutz. Kizayis l'macher, kizayis l'macher, kizayis b'chutz. In all cases, possibly in b'karis. Now, why doesn't it say in our Mishnah this additional case of kizayis l'macher b'chutz? Why does each time it say, kizayis b'chutz, kizayis l'macher, kizayis l'macher, go and merge the two, like Levi did. Since he didn't say that in the Mishnah, I can be medayik from my Mishnah, that's Irem Machshavas. So I don't understand you gave him such a compliment. Even I can answer this on my own. Amalei, so now Rebbe explains to his son, Reb Shimon, who sho'al bidvar chochma? He asked me a very good, smart, good gefreit. Fiat amris Mishnah Seinu. But you also happen to be right. You're telling me about the Mishnah. You know the famous story, Mitharuv, Mitharavitsin, right? Two people came to the roof. They have a machloikis. First one goes in. Yankel, you're right. He leaves. Then Beryl goes in. You're right. Then the Rebbitzin comes in and says, how could it be that both of them are right? You're also right. So here too, Rabbi said, Yotzvissin, my son Reb Shimon, Levi is right, at good gefreit. You that said you have a right for the Mishnah, du sagst auch gut, you're 100% right as well. How can they both be right? So now Rebbe explains that when he taught the Mishnah to his son Reb Shimon, and when he taught the Mishnah to the Talmidim, he taught it two different ways. Who shall be dvar chokh miyatam as Mishnah seinu? Lidi doch das nisach tarti, you that I taught both, loikashalach. The Gemara is going to say shortly, what does it mean both? One means one. The Gemara, I'm going to tell you the answer already now, so it makes a lot of sense. When I learned the Mishnah with you, I told you both the case of Kezias, and the case of Kezias, Ukezias. So I taught you everything, that the Mishnah covers all bases, and says in all cases, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Chutz Zmanei first, it's Pigel V'yesh Bekars. Now, you're telling me, why didn't you tell me noch a case? What would be the additional case of Kezias Lamachar Bachutz, or Kezias Bachutz Lamachar? Why did it leave that out? Apparently, because there, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, it's Irem Machshavas. And therefore, like Kashalach, and that's why you're saying, big deal, I don't understand what Levi's Kash is. It's a double portion, I see from the Mishnah, it leaves out that case, because that's the only case where Rabbi Yehuda agrees. I only taught him one. Which one was that? That's the Kezias case. I didn't tell him the Kezias, Ukezias case. The Shemin Rabbanan and Levi heard the other Talmidim in the Bismedish, the Kagarsi Tarti, that they were learning both Kezias, and they were learning Kezias, Ukezias. The Sovar, and now Levi is thinking to himself, since Rebbe only taught me the Kezias case.
Very clear.
And he's saying, did he mean to say with me only Kezias? Vidid who? And those Rabbanan that are saying that the same thing applies to Kezias, who Kezias? are wrong, they really should stop after Kazayis, Kazayis. Because Kazayis, Kazayis, there's no machloikis, and they're wrong in adding that to the Mishnah, because it's Iramach Shabbos Abba. Oidilma Or says Levi to himself. This is all Rebbe trying to verbalize what Levi has in his mind. Oidilma Didu Dafka. Maybe Taka Rebbe taught them both cases. Kazayis, Kazayis, and Kazayis, Kazayis. Ula Didi, when he taught me, Shiur Shirely. He left out one case. In other words, it was getting late, or he figured I'm smart enough, I'll figure it out on my own, and he only told me the case of Kazayis, Kazayis. Just like he left over a shtickel for me, he didn't tell me the Kazayis, Kazayis, even though it's the same halacha. Is a Shaili Udu? And he made for them also the Didu Nami. I'm sorry. What Levi is saying is, if I see the Taka Rebbe taught me only one case, but he really meant both cases. He left out a case. And the other Rabbanan, he taka taught both cases, and he left out, what case did he leave out? Maybe he left out taka that case of Kazayis Lamachar B'chutz. Says Levi, I understand. Rebbe thought I'm a quick-witted fellow, but there wasn't enough time, so he only told me the first case. Figuring on my own, I'll figure out Kazayis Kazayis. So maybe the same thing is by the Rabbanan. They didn't have enough time, so he taught them Kazayis Kazayis. And Kazayis Kazayis, but he meant also that third case of Kazayis Lamachar B'chutz. Why didn't he leave it out just like he left out something for me? He left out something for them. And therefore that was the Shaila that Levi asked me. And now you can't bring a Raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah only says Kazayis, 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 Kazayis. Because Levi knows that that's what the other Rabbanan learned. But he's assuming, just like Shaila did it, maybe Shaila did it too. Fine. So that's really Rebbe expressing himself. The way we explained it now, the Gemara is going to now speak it out. What taka did Levi have in his learning with Rebbe? And what did the Rabbanan have in their class with Rebbe? Are you telling me that Rebbe told Levi, Kazayis u Kazayis?
I love Shiru.
I love Shiru. So why is he saying he left something out? He told Kazayis Kazayis, and Kazayis u Kazayis. Ella lechayir, what he told him is Kazayis Kazayis. It's not. He only told him Kazayis Kazayis. Why didn't he go and ask? Why does he ask the case of Kazayis lemacher b'chutz? Tibayle Kazayis u Kazayis. If he only learned in the Mishnah Kazayis Kazayis, he should go and ask Kazayis u Kazayis. So, but I'll tell you, Levi thought to himself, Iboy menei chada d'shmana tarti. I'm going to ask one question, so I'm going to get an answer, and I'll know the answer to both questions. Why? I'm going to only ask about Kazayis, Kazayis. If he's going to go and tell me that there's an Erev Machshavos by Klai, Kazayis, U Kazayis, Koshkein, Kazayis, Lamachar B'chutz, then Avad, it's a Klola, we would say that there's an Erev Machshavos. Avad. What happens if you tell me about Kazayis and Kazayis? That each one is exclusive, they are separate thoughts. Then I'll have that Shaila still giblim, and I won't know the answer. So that's why he dafke asked him Kazayis and Mocha B'chutz, to get the answer on both Shailas. One second. If he asks like he asked Kazayis and Mocha B'chutz, if Rebbe is going to go and answer that that's a prat, meaning that we look upon it as two separate thoughts, Kazayis Lamachar and Bachut, and therefore it's going to become a shtick pigle, it's Koshkin Kazayis or Kazayis. And Avada and Avada, if you're going to tell me in the case of Kazayis Lamachar Bachut that these are two separate thoughts, then certainly Kazayis or Kazayis is two separate thoughts.
Right.
Last line. Eli Amalei Klola, if he's going to go and tell him that Kazayis, Kazayis is a klal, meaning, I'm sorry, if he's going to tell him Kazayis Lamachar B'chutz is a klal, that in this case is an Erev Machshavos because he was coiling them both together in one phrase, Akati, Levi will still have outstanding, what's the loch about Kazayis or Kazayis, me by the way. I only know by Kazayis Lamachar B'chutz that it's a klal, meaning that it's a din of Erev Machshavos because he talked, it was ma'ar of everything in one expression. But what's going to be the Kazayis? Kazayis, I still won't know. Why did Levi ask in this fashion of Kazayis Lamachar B'chutz instead of asking Kazayis? Kazayis?
Yeah.
Says Levi to himself, Im Kain, if that's what Rebbe Tak holds that it's a klola that Kzayis Lamachar Bachutz is considered to be one thought, and I didn't ask him about Kazayas or Kazayas, I'm gonna see not only by his answer, I'll see by his facial expression and by his emotions and his reaction. Im Kain, Mirsach Rosach, L'choira, Rebbe should get very excited. Literally, Mirsach Rosach means he gets angry. He's not gonna get angry. He's gonna get excited. And he's gonna say to me, Hashta, Kazayas u Kazayas Klola, Madach, in a case where Kazayas u Kazayas, you take those together. It's one ear of machshavei so that Rabbi Yehuda is maskim. Ikzayis lamacher b'chutz miboya. Why are you asking such a silly question? Can't you figure out on your own from kazayis kazayis to kazayis lamacher b'chutz? And therefore said Levi, I'm not going to go and ask him kazayis or kazayis, because if I tell him kazayis or kazayis, maybe he's going to go and tell me that it's a prata.
Right.
Maybe he's going to go and tell me it's a klala. If he's going to go and tell me that it's a klala means with a chof. That it's ira machshavos madach, that it's a klira machshavos. Then certainly in the case of kazayis lamachar b'chutz, I'll have my answer. If he's going to go and tell me that it's a prata, that it's separate. Okay, he's going to go and tell me that the kazayis u kazayis is separate, each one individually, and then I will know that for sure that kazayis lamachar b'chutz would also be the same thing. But if I'm going to go and ask him kazayis lamachar b'chutz, if I'm going to go and ask him kazayis u kazayis, if he tells me it's a klala, then kol shekein kazayis lamachar b'chutz will be a klal. It'll all be one irav machshavos. If he tells me it's a prata, then I won't know the answer to Kazayis Lamachar Bachutz, because maybe only Kazayis U Kazayis, they are separate pratim, separate statements, separate machshavas. But maybe Kazayis Lamachar Bachutz is one. So I'll be stuck with one shaila not answered. That's why I'd rather go and ask Kazayis Lamachar Bachutz. I'm going to ask that shaila alone. Why could he ask him two shailas? I guess Rabbi had a lot of talmidim standing online. You only had one shaila per person. So therefore, I'm going to ask one shaila, go and get answers on both.
That
explains the redundancy of the Mishnah. What he done now is explained clearly why the redundancy of the Mishnah was necessary.
If he says now, I'm going to ask him Zayt Machal Chutz, if he's going to go and tell me it's prata, that it's separate machshavas, even though I merged it together, that's how came Kzayt. If he's going to hold that this is Kalola, this Kazayis Lamachar B'chutz is one klal, then he's going to go and look at me and say, what if it's flex to the Chanarishkain? You know that Kazayis U Kazayis has a din of one klal. It's the Chavada Nevada that Kazayis Lamachar B'chutz is one klal. If he doesn't say that, he just says, well, Kazayis Lamachar B'chutz, that's a klal. Then I'll know from that Kazayis U Kazayis are two separate protim. It's only in the case of Kazayis Lamachar B'chutz that they have an ear of Machshavis, and that's why Levi asked it. That's why Rebbe says to Reb Shimon, his son, you, Taka, learn the Mishnah, and you think it's a double poshet. That's because I taught you the Mishnah, Kzayis, and Kzayis, U Kzayis. Why did I leave out Kzayis, Lamachar, B'chutz? Because that's the only case where Rabbi Yehuda agrees, Irav Machshava is Kat. However, Levi only taught Kzayis. He wanted to know what would be the din by both Kzayis, U Kzayis, and Kzayis, B'chutz, Lamachar. That's why he asked in such a clever way, that with one Shaila, I'm going to give him an answer on both Shailas. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.